Farage pledges reformed government would create ministry for deportations. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 25, 2025. The United Kingdom needs a minister for deportations. With a whole new staff recruited from outside government to get around open borders activists inside the civil service, says Brexit leader Nigel Farage. The United Kingdom is less than 1 week away from the next national elections, with hundreds of mayoral and council competitions up for grabs next Thursday. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage, whose insurgent party has continued to go from strength to strength, is polling strongly and has now made an announcement on immigration, linking the very high level of arrivals to the degradation of simple, everyday government services and quality of life issues faced by millions of Britons. Speaking from Dover, the coastal city where many thousands of illegal boat migrants are landed by the government after they are scooped up by Westminster-directed boats, Mr. Farage said a new approach is needed in the United Kingdom, but one that is fundamentally common sense and already well known from history in many nations worldwide. Calling for a special government department just for removing migrants, he said if his party formed the next government, we will appoint, we will demand this government does the same, that there is a minister for deportations. It will be part of the Home Office, but it will be a separate department within it. We will need to recruit new people, as much of the evidence is that those who work in the Home Office would obstruct policy if we won the next general election. Yet somebody somewhere in government needs to be held accountable. Such an approach was known even in recent British history, Farage said, noting the last Labour government in the early part of this century deported great numbers of illegal migrants easily and without controversy. He said, when Blunkett was Home Secretary, if you came here illegally, you didn't touch the sides. You were sent back. So what I'm calling for isn't actually anything particularly radical. It's actually just common sense, it's what most countries in the world do. It was right for the UK to discriminate on which migrants it took in and which it didn't, Farage noted, saying this simply meant making logical decisions. The sheer number of people in the United Kingdom who would be eligible for removal, there is an estimated 1.2 million people here illegally, would make this job one hell of a battle, Farage continued, noting, we know the state, and the apparatus of state, will fight us at every point. Ultimately, the United Kingdom needs to get to a point where illegals simply are not able to remain, and spurious claims to asylum are rejected out of hand. Comparatively tough rhetoric, for the modern British political norm. At least, aside, Farage is right in that what he says is not particularly ambitious or unusual. While questionable asylum claims from overseas students and foreign criminals grossly overstaying their welcome are a problem, the proposals as expressed at this point do not even begin to look at the massive wave of migrants in recent years which while totally without historic precedent were rendered legal by anti-borders governments. What is increasingly being called the Boris wave of legal migration being on the verge of being awarded indefinite leave to remain is far more consequential but practically undiscussed by those adjacent to power. Nevertheless, the failure of these years of government to heed sentiment on border control has driven public cynicism, leading to the legacy parties plunging to historic depths in polling. The long-time British default party of government, the Conservatives, now poll at a distant third and Labour languish in the mid-20s after their so-called loveless victory in the national elections last year. At reported, the beneficiary of these sentiments appears to be what presents itself as an authentic voice on border control, Farage's Reform. This week, major UK pollster YouGov put Reform out of the margin of error to be the largest party in a snap election, Farage's faction taking 25% of votes, followed by Labour on 23. Farage hailed this as presaging a historic victory in next week's local elections. If things go on as they are, Mr. Farage has estimated he has a 35 to 45% chance of becoming the next British Prime Minister.